How would you launch a billion-dollar company if that's what you wanted to do? It would take more than a clever tech startup idea, such as Uber for pets or a social media-enabled lawnmower. None of these are going to penetrate multiple market segments or build a conglomerate based on a shared methodology. In my estimation, you would need an insight into how to apply this technology to derive value for customers that other technologies cannot do. Well, as the founder of Compare Basic, an Iowa-based corporation founded at the beginning of 2024, I have written the Seneca Runtime, which is a series of language tools and a domain-specific language parser that has a language syntax of its own, but is also capable of understanding other languages. This is more minimal than other languages, and it brings learnings of the space that has elapsed in the last 30 years and a number of things that have now been built on top of existing technologies. What I mean by on top of is you have the core language, and then you have tool one, tool three, tool four, tool five, until you're basically dealing with a giant Jenga stack of mishmash technology. I've taken what I've learned as a front end and full stack and back end software engineer last 15 years, smash it all down into one highly efficient languages that has an extreme amount of reusable patterns. So that's the technology. Now, for the methodology that deploys it into all these different segments, I come to the question that has haunted me since the beginning of this project, which is, how do you market it? The answer of how to market it is very simple. There's been a lot of products marketed under the umbrella of easy. Easy to use. Make your life easy. But let's get real for a second. Technology never makes your life easier. Not from the light bulb, the car, to the computer. The light bulb, as our first example, allows us to be awake and do stuff all hours of the day. Yes, the things that you used to do in the dark are easier, but life itself is more complex. It's awesome, but it's more complex. The automobile and modern transportation is the same thing. If the automobile got twice as efficient, the real estate twice as far away would become twice as valuable, and your commute time would still be an hour. Same thing for the computer and the cell phone. You now have access to everyone all the time. You don't have to make plans, but has that made it easier to gather all your friends together? Or does everybody just have a casual air of not making time commitments that makes gatherings more complex and harder? So this comes to the large marketing opportunity that I have in front of me with the Seneca technology, which is access. Easy is the psychological gateway to belonging because people don't want to be left behind. They don't want to be the last one to learn something, the last one able to use the tools that you need to survive. It's an understandable fear. It's an understandable motivation. Right next to easy is access. Access to the tasks that you need to do. And access, similarly, psychologically, has a lot to do with how well the tool fits the job. But what I'm really talking about, and this is a mistake that I've seen a lot of the companies I work for make, the idea that there is a record of what is happening in the system, and that's the only record you need. Most software that I've seen has one and only one record of what's happening. And your undo list, you have to undo the things you've done between the thing you want to undo and choose this paragraph that I wrote after the mistake I made. Do I want to keep it or not? Well, there's no reason why this has to be the case if you have a suspension of time with a transactional message-based hierarchy for your data. You can take back that mistake you made 10 steps ago and leave the remaining nine in place. This is very, very easy to build. The problem is it requires twice as much complexity to build. So most of the time when I've been at companies and we've proposed these transactional systems, on the occasions where there has been excitement around them, they've been cut because of time constraints. There isn't enough of an understanding of the kind of transactional depth you need in modern software to truly deliver a user experience that's quite frankly worth a damn. And so the Seneca system is not only designed to be a domain-specific language system, it's designed to have these transactional message queues to enable multi-device collaboration, as well as a very creative process of doing and undoing tasks that have happened in, making it a suitable experience for almost every task across lots and lots of market segments. One of the things that I notice the most about online technology specifically is that if it is not believable, it becomes stressful to use. If you've ever gone to book a flight and it loses only one of your checkboxes, you will spend the rest of your time on this site obsessing over the accuracy of the data. Did it remember this? Did it remember that? Did it remember this? Did it remember that? This is what happens when you don't have a thorough transactional system that tracks the context and state of what the user is doing. It becomes unbelievable, and that lack of believableness hits the subconscious of your user and stresses them out. They're not going to know why they don't like your site. They might remember, oh, hey, it made this mistake, it made that mistake, but they're not really going to know. This isn't going to surface in user testing. They're not aware of their subconscious panic mode. So having a thorough transactional history and an extreme amount of configuration and letting go of this myth that computers are about making things easy, they're about making things awesome and they're about giving you access to more of your life. Those two things combined with the Seneca runtime will allow Compare Basic to be a $1 billion or multi-billion dollar multi-market conglomerate. Problem is, I am a software engineer and computer scientist who has developed solutions to those first three things, but I'm no big company manager. I have no experience in that area.